It's time for our Voice of the Valley. I've got a couple of guests today from the Bridge City Cruisers, Paul Deagle, as well as Terry Gortmaker. Thanks, guys, for joining us on the show today. We got a big week ahead, don't we?
Yeah, great week coming up. It's coming quick.
It is. It's great. One of the neat things that I had a chance to talk with Terry Johnson and Amber Van Bruggen earlier, this is your 25th year show.
Yeah.
And you're going to waive fees for participants.
That's right.
Yeah, tell us a little bit about that. Yeah,
for anybody to get out there and not get out there and get those cars out of the garages and get them up to the show, because you show up, we'll put them in line, and you get to show them.
That's great. So, Paul, we got a big event coming up on Friday at Stout Miller Incorporated.
With our 25th anniversary, we're just trying to get more cars to town, and so on Friday night, if you're a registered participant, we do a meal up there for the participants and registered guests. Get a chance to sit and visit, look at some cars. There'll be a little bit of a show and shine. And then at 7:30, we're going to do our balance beam contest, which we haven't done for a couple of years. So if people are interested in just trying to do the balance beam, even if you've never done it before. And then at 8:30, we're going to get on Central and Main and do a cruise like we kind of did in COVID. Just get anybody and everybody. Doesn't have to be a classic car that wants to cruise. Just get the kids out there and cruise Main, or get out there and show them what it was like.
Yes. Yeah. Well, Terry, you and I remember cruising.
I still do. You know, Paul had alluded to that balance beam, and I don't know, a lot of people maybe don't remember what that is, but it's a 21 or 22-foot teeter-totter that you start on the level ground, and you drive up that thing as quick as you can, and then balance it in the neutral position. And you can only begin to understand how hard that is after you watch it. So if you haven't seen that before, I just invite you to come up there and just enjoy it, because there's a lot of hooting and hollering. And one of the things that they do, we don't limit, there's two people in the car, and we don't limit them to where they can jump around in the car to make it balance. So there gets to be a lot of action in there and a lot of screaming. So it's fun to watch.
That's great. Yeah, I did enjoy it. I know it used to be out here, and it was fun watching it. But it'll be out at Stout Miller Incorporated now up on Wintershall Road. And it's going to be a fun, it's really a pretty nice venue to have it up there in that parking lot, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah, so overheard you, Terry, and Paul talking about classic vehicles and stuff like that. Obviously, you guys have some classic vehicles. What's your favorite that you have in your personal possession?
For me, it'd probably be a couple. I still have my 68 Mustang that I drove in high school. And then I restored a 56 Ford. Was the first pickup I ever restored from frame off. And things. And so between those two, those are probably my first and most enjoyable.
Yeah. Terry?
Oh, gosh. I've got a little short bed lowered truck that I like driving too much. And so I think we were looking in Facebook, and the history says 7 years ago I painted it, and I haven't done anything. But it is fun. You put air in the bags and drive it or whatever. You get some funny looks on it. And so that's kind of interesting. I was hoping to have, I've got a 84 El Camino that I'm just finishing up now, but that's not quite going to be ready for the show.
And that's approaching 40 years.
Yeah.
Yeah, 84. Wow, that's hard to believe. That's 40 years ago. Guys, anything else we should be talking about? Bridge City Cruisers, you've got the big event, the parade, and after the parade, just line up cars.
Well, I tell you, one thing that's coming up that's going to be our special feature for this year is going to be our memorial lane. And that's going to be a little bit different than what we've had in the past, in that we don't want, or we don't expect show quality cars there. We want cars that have a story, that you've had, pull them out of the garage, dust them off, bring them down, and come tell a story that goes along with there. With the registration, there's going to be an area that you can tell the story, write down a short history of that car, because around Valley City, in garages, there are things that haven't been out for years, and we want to see them. We want to, we want you to tell us about grandpa's car or dad's car, or whomever it is that you have there, that, yeah, we just want to encourage you to get it out and have fun with it, because that's what hot rodding is.
That's great. Well, just to clarify, the big show and shine is going to be on Friday, June 16th at Stout Miller Incorporated, and then the cruise at 8:30 on Friday evening, June 16th, and, of course, our big annual Rally in the Valley, 40th annual Rally in the Valley, with a parade starting at 10 o'clock. And this is your 25th year as Bridge City Cruisers, so you're going to waive a fee. And I suppose we could expect over 200 cars.
That's what we're shooting
maybe
for.
More.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay.
Yep. Yeah. Especially into another added feature with people coming from out of town, especially, or hoping getting more people from out of town, is that the winter show will let us park cars or trailers or things that would need to get inside in inclement weather. So if you were to need that, we can get it inside. It's locked overnight, so it's ready. And things. So just know that if you're coming from out of town and there's weather that comes up, we can take care of that.
Oh, that's nice to hear. Terry, anything else to add before we let you guys go today?
We're looking forward to having a lot of fun. We're looking to have
perfect weather.
What control we have of that, yeah. But if it isn't inclement, we try to help those from out of town be safe with their cars and have them be okay, because that is important.
Absolutely. All right. Thanks. Thank you, guys.
Yep. Thank you.
Good to be here.
There's Paul Deagle and Terry Gortmaker, Bridge City Cruisers, our guest on today's Voice of the Valley. Make sure you get to Stout Miller Incorporated this Friday out at Stout Miller Incorporated for the Friday night. They got food, the balance beam, as we mentioned, and then, of course, the big rally in the valley. Parade. What time's the parade start? 10 o'clock down Central Avenue.